The No Fighting Promise by Myrna M. Hoyt, based on a true story. They took their swords and all the weapons, and they did bury them up deep in the earth. Alma chapter 24, verse 17. Today was going to be an awesome day. Timmy's cousin Maddie was coming over, and she was going to stay for a whole week. He couldn't wait to show her his toys and play together. When Maddie came over, the adventures began right away. For the first 2 days, they played with toy dinosaurs and pretended to be pirates. It was lots of fun. But on the third day, things didn't go so well. Timmy and Maddie couldn't agree on anything.
"Let's go outside and turn the treehouse into a spaceship," Timmy said.
"I don't want to. Let's just stay inside and draw,"
Maddie said.
"Inside is boring."
"No, it's not. We always play the games you want to play. Why do you always get to choose what we do?"
Timmy and Maddie kept arguing. They weren't having fun anymore. Timmy didn't like the way he felt when they fought. Then he thought of something.
"Hey, Maddie, let's be like the Anti-Nephi Lehis."
"The who?"
"The Anti-Nephi Lehis. They were people in the Book of Mormon who buried their swords. They had been in lots of fights, and they were sorry, so they repented. They promised Heavenly Father they would never fight again. Then they buried their weapons in the ground to show that they wanted to keep their promise."
Suddenly, an idea popped into Timmy's mind.
"Let's make some toy swords and bury them and promise we won't fight each other."
"Okay,"
Maddie said. Timmy and Maddie got some plastic building toys and made different kinds of swords out of them. Some were long, some were short, and some had lots of different colors. When they were done, Timmy and Maddie carried their weapons to the rug.
"Let's pretend the rug is a big hole,"
Timmy said. They sat down by the edge of the rug. Then one by one, they set each of their swords on the rug, pretending to bury them.
"I promise that I'm not going to fight anymore,"
Timmy said, dropping his last toy sword onto the pile.
"Me too. Now let's go play. What do you want to do?"
"Let's draw,"
Timmy said with a smile. Maddie smiled back.
"After that, let's play spaceship outside."
For the rest of the week, Timmy and Maddie kept their promise, and they had a lot more fun playing together after leaving their fighting behind. The author lives in Utah, USA.
End of the story, The No Fighting Promise. Read by Shauna Thompson, Gabriel Reinwand, and Mia Peterson.